Hey guys, welcome to episode number 4 of the Miles Fit Montreal Personal Train Studio podcast. My name is Miles Kroll, and today I'm going to be delving into a very important topic of discussion, which is gratitude. Let me tell you people, gratitude is the one emotional state that we do not gravitate towards as a society. Things have really been built up around negativity, and it seems like negative energy and negative thoughts are the lifeblood of society. It also seems like negativity is the glue that binds us all together. In other words, misery loves company. This has become the energy and the ethos of our society, but it's totally backwards. We've gotten so far away from who we are fundamentally as human beings. We've forgotten our true essence. We've forgotten that state of gratitude and love and compassion. And we've moved away from a mentality of abundance and joy to one of fear and scarcity. And living in this materialistic world where we're driven by the external reality and everything and anything outside of ourselves, we've moved away from our true being and our true selves. And the reason I want to talk about gratitude is because gratitude is such a powerful emotional state. If you can shift gears and get back to a deep place of positive energy, where you take a moment and you stop and you reflect in your life on all of the things in all facets and components that you are truly grateful for, you're going to find a couple of things happen. Number one, you're going to feel the negativity and fear melt away. When you're in a state of gratitude, you're genuinely present and you're genuinely taking the time to look at all areas of your life and be grateful within those areas, you will see an overwhelming emotion of positivity fill your body, and you will be vibrating and feeling amazing. You know, when you do this, you start to think, why don't we do this more often? Why do we let the mind gravitate towards negative thoughts? And again, there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, misery loves company. Human beings need to relate to one another. We need to feel connection and love. And love, I say, quote unquote, I mean, it just means really connection in some way, shape, or form to other human beings. It's very tribal. It's very innate within us. We have this fear of being rejected and fear of not being accepted. So when other people are negative, the way to glue yourselves to them is to also be negative and lean towards those negative tendencies that we all have. Listen, nobody, even a Buddhist monk, is 100% positive. We all have simultaneously within us positivity and negativity. The question just becomes, what distribution of the equation are we positive and what distribution of the equation are we negative? Are we 90% positive, 10% negative, or are we gravitating towards being 90% negative and 10% positive? Throughout the day, this distribution fluctuates and changes depending upon the people we encounter, the situations we encounter, the circumstances we encounter, the environment in which we find ourselves. There are many factors that influence and determine and dictate our emotional states and the ratio of positivity to negativity. Now, here's the thing you need to understand. You control your emotional states. We sometimes think that the external environment controls us, but we forget the power that we have as human beings to be the gatekeeper of our emotional states of being. We determine how we feel. We just forget that we have that power and give that up and let the environment take over. So we have to remember that we have within us positivity and negativity. And like I was saying before, the reason we gravitate towards negativity is, number one, because misery loves company, because it lets us move towards similar people and we're accepted and we're liked and we're integrated into a tribe and into a culture. Another reason that we have these negative tendencies and thought processes, it's just habit. You know, you do the same thing over and over again, day in, day out, and it becomes your reality, right? So it's so ingrained within us, and it comes deep in the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is really the driver of you and your conscious mind. We think we're in the control seat. We think our conscious mind can take us from point A to point B. But let me tell you, people, the subconscious mind governs and controls the majority of our actions. All the programming is deep within us, and that started when we were born. As a matter of fact, it actually started before when we were born. There's research that shows that our genetic lineage has a physiological imprint within us. So your ancestors and your genetic lineage was already shaping you. And while you were in your mother's womb, you were already being shaped. And then when you were born and being raised as a baby and toddler and infant, and being exposed to the reality like a sponge, you were absorbing things. And then as you got older and started crawling around and walking around, you started absorbing more and more of your environment. And then you started becoming older and older and older and seeing the world and internalizing things and locking in a lot of your disempowering beliefs when you were a child, which is one of the reasons why going back to examine your childhood and dissecting your inner child is such an important part, because we've ingrained so much of our being and essence when we were in this vulnerable state with no control over things. And we've just become to a certain degree a victim of our environment and upbringing. And a lot of this is negative. And that goes back to my point, which is a lot of our tendencies are negative, and it's deep rooted in our infant and childhood development, as well as what happened in our household, being raised by our parents, as well as the environment we were exposed to in the outer world, in school, and the people we encountered, and the teachers, and our friends. And all of these things influence us, and a lot of negativity there that we've grown to acclimatize to, and that has become a part of our day-to-day. And there are many other reasons why we have these natural negative thought patterns, and we could go into that over and over again, but let's shift gears for a little bit and talk positivity. So number one, there's so much in the world that's positive. We're just bombarded by the media and talking heads regarding all this negative stuff, but there's tons of positivity. There are amazing people doing amazing things and breakthroughs in every discipline, from health to science to business to culture to agriculture, you name it. There's amazing things taking place. Yes, there's negative things taking place in the world. Nothing is perfect, but that's the way thing goes. We live in a world of duality, you know, up and down, night and day, good and bad. These things are always going to exist, right? They're always there, but positivity will prevail. There are amazing people on this planet who are doing amazing things, and the best way to tap into that energy of positivity is through gratitude. So that brings us kind of full circle here. When you practice gratitude, when you sit there for a moment and you say, what am I grateful for? You can find so many things in your life. Family things you're grateful for. Friend things you're grateful for. The fact that you live in a great country and great city, and you live in a free country, and that you have the ability to choose and make decisions, and all the amazing things that have happened in your life and the amazing people you've met. If you just take a moment to reflect on everything going on in your life, there's so much to be grateful for. So number one is to tap into that gratitude. And number two is to, you know, take advantage of that emotional state and go there more often and feel good. Don't wait to feel good, or don't truck through life in a negative ocean. Feel gratitude, feel happy, feel alive, feel joyful, feel excited. The gateway to all these positive emotional states is through gratitude. So guys, if we lived in a world where most people would practice being in a grateful state, you know, waking up in the morning and getting in the habit of just being grateful and doing that over and over again, it would change our lives, it would change society, it would change our communities. The whole world would change, right? People being in that state of gratitude and positivity and exuding and radiating that energy and just influencing and impacting people on such a positive level. This is what it's about. You know, it's about developing and evolving. It's about raising our consciousness as a species and taking us as the human race to the next level and operating from a place of integrity, love, compassion, gratitude, joy. These are the emotional states we need to perpetuate. And look, there's negativity around us. I'm negative, we're negative, you're negative, but we want to change the distribution. We want the negativity to go down to 10-20%, and we want the positivity to shift to 80-90%. In a world where 80-90% of the energy being radiated and exuded by people is positive, we're going to live in an amazing time. we're going to have this amazing planet where people aren't shackled by fear and scarcity, but they're adopting in the mindset of abundance and prosperity. This is where we need to go. So I invite you guys to start a ritual. I challenge you to do a 30-day gratitude challenge. This is easy to do. There's no risk involved, and there's no major time commitment. I'm talking about every morning when you wake up and you get out of bed, take 2 to 5 minutes to be grateful, to take a moment to look at your life and say, what am I grateful for? And to think of all the areas from relationships to finances to career to family to friends, etc. Look at all the areas of your life. And even if you're coming from a place right now where things aren't looking good and you have a lot of challenges, I respect that. And listen, I know that life isn't tough and a lot of life is suffering. And firstly, I just want to say, if you're going through tough things, know that you will make it through those tough things. Don't think that life is going to beat you down and keep you on the floor. You and I both know that you have the strength to overcome all obstacles. And you also know that you've encountered obstacles before in your past and that you've overcome them. So if you're going through tough times now, realize that A, you've been through tough times already in the past and you've overcome them. And B, throughout history, there have been people who've encountered tough times and overcome them. You're not alone. You're going to get this done. You're going to make it through it. But anyways, to bring things back to what I was saying, I invite you to do a 30-day challenge to practice gratitude every morning and to take the time to be grateful, reflect on all areas of your life, and even if you're going through negative stuff, don't let that cloud your mental space. Even if you're not feeling grateful, decide to be grateful. Find things to be grateful for. Even if your reflex is, oh, I'm grateful for nothing, life sucks, things are horrible. Okay, just let that go to the side. If you could be grateful, what could you be grateful for? Find those things to be grateful for. And then take in that energy, experience it, enjoy it, see how it changes your emotional state, see how your heart rate comes down, see how you're no longer afraid, you're feeling at ease and abundant. So guys, I challenge you to the 30-day gratitude challenge. Be grateful daily, let that energy into your body, be positive, be well, and just be amazing, guys. This is the most amazing time to live in human history. And the human race is an amazing thing, and we as human beings can do amazing people. So go out there, guys, and be amazing. Again, thanks for listening. This is Miles from Miles Fit, Montreal's number one private personal training studio. I'm a man on a mission to change lives, communicate my message, and radiate my love and compassion for humanity. So guys, thanks for tuning in. And stay tuned for more awesome content, podcast episodes, and find us on social media to see what we're up to on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Ciao, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.